Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Over the last few weeks, deep breathing has served me so much in lowering my stress level, felt for many different reasons. Yes, I'm a real human being, and even I, as an expert in the field, still catch myself getting stressed. So that's why I choose actually today to share some of the benefits with you. There are two main categories that are helped by proper deep breathing. It impacts mental well-being and physical well-being. My name is Denise Thompson. I love guiding you or the people or anybody who needs to their optimal health, leading by example with years of experience in the medical / health field and lots of personal experience as well as many experiences with my clients. I am also fortunate to be a best-selling author with a stress reduction book written so simple that everyone can understand it. So I just want to share a few things from the bottom of my heart, and I do really intend to bring you some value. It all depends on how you listen to the message, whether anything or a lot or a few things actually resonate with you and help you out. So just take a few minutes to totally relax and let's talk about this. Let's see what's going on. Deep breathing is one of the best ways to lower stress in the body. This is because when you breathe deeply, it sends a message to your brain to calm down and relax. The brain then sends this message to your body. Breathing exercises are a good way to relax, reduce tension, and relieve stress. So some examples where I've been using it just over the last week. For two years now, I've pretty much ignored going to the doctors or anything, not because I didn't care, but because I did care. I didn't want to go in and get something from somebody that would hurt me in some ways. I did not want to be a carrier and give it to my husband. So just because I'm taking care of myself does not mean if I get in contact with somebody else, I cannot be an asymptomatic carrier. So anyway, I didn't go. So now all these medical appointments are piling up on me. I think I have 10 or 11. I'm done with 5 and I have another 5 or 6 to go. And the last one was just interesting yesterday. And I go, I need to take a deep breath and just really collect my thoughts. The person said I had to go and get a COVID test before I could come in to the respiratory therapy department for a breathing test because I have some issues with my lungs since I had COVID in 2020 before it was even talked about because my husband was working with China Shipping right smack down front. So I go, oh my gosh. And you know, that's not even the issue. I'm okay to go in for a COVID test. Am I vaccinated? I had the boosters. I'm staying home. All I do is go out 4 times a week to bike my 50 to 60 miles a week. And the rest of the exercises I do at home on the floor with stretching and things that I got from physical therapy and weightlifting. And it's safe. It's sound. It works. But where was I? Oh, my gosh. See? I can even get distracted sometimes. It's just, it was just getting to me that there was a deadline. So I cannot go in before the 18th and I cannot go in after the 22nd because my appointment is on the 25th. Well, 18-19 is over a weekend, and 20, or is 19-20 the weekend? Let me just see to double check to make sure I say it correctly. Yeah, 19-20 is the weekend, and the 21st, I'm booked from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so there's no way I can go. And the 22nd, I have an appointment in one area, and then the 25th, the one that I have to be tested beforehand because they just got new equipment in. And I totally understand. They don't want somebody to come in who has any symptoms of COVID or Omicron or whatever it is to contaminate the new equipment. It makes sense. No questions asked. I totally get that. But the limits, especially since it's over a weekend, and it cannot be more than between the 18th and the 22nd that I have to get it done, that makes it a little bit difficult with everything else that's going on. So I'm on the quest to find a place where I can make an appointment and go in and get out. And it works within the schedule. And I know it can be done. How do I know? Because I decided I'm going to be in control of my stress level. I do not let the stress control me. So I did my deep breathing, my abdominal breathing, took a deep belly breath, inhaled to the count of four, held it to the count of seven, exhaled to the count of eight till I was totally empty, and I repeated that two or three more times while sitting down so I don't get dizzy. And I go, okay, now I'm clear. I just have to find the correct, the best solution for me, and that's what I'm doing. So it's not that we have to be stressed. It's that we allow it to happen. We allow stress to take over and rule us instead of us being in control of it. And there are so many ways that we actually can take control over it and feel better, be healthier in mind and body. Because as I read with the introduction that, you know, when you take control of your stress and you let go of it by deep breathing, your brain receives the signal that you're in control and it lets go and you can start relaxing. At night when I go to bed, I always do a few deep breaths so I can slow down my breathing, I can slow down my brain function and fall asleep more easily. During the day, I have to get up, walk around just to take a few breaths, and sometimes I lean against the wall and just do my deep breathing because you know how many times you can do it before you get dizzy. So you start with once, you increase to twice or three times, and then when you're better at it, you can even go to four or five times. But I don't suggest you start there. Always start slowly and safely increase. The reasons why this is helping is, again, because of the way it releases endorphins and whatnot. And I've been referring to my little book a few times already. It's a little stress reduction book. And I actually talk about what is stress, how does stress affect relationships, how does it affect health, business, weight, children, your brain? It really affects your brain seriously. The more stressed you are, the faster you have dementia and Alzheimer's. Wow, did you just hear that? And it affects the marriage because you have less patience when you're stressed and you start flying off the handle faster than just listening carefully and taking on what serves you, make that wise decision. It affects your values. You're more down on yourself in a sense of doubting yourself, not accepting who you are, wishing you were somebody else, comparing yourself to someone else. Comparing yourself to anyone else but yourself is never, ever a wise choice. You can compare yourself to yourself, like what have you improved from yesterday, from last week, from last month, from last year? What growth do you see that has been taking place, be it because you're reading self-development books or self-help books or anything like that, or you're taking courses that are offered for free. You don't have to spend money for everything. That's another thing I learned. The more money you spend does not absolutely mean the more you get out of it. In my case, to be totally honest and transparent, the more money I spent, the more work I got to do, the more stressed I got. And it ended up to the point where the doctor said, you know what, you need to slow down a bit. You're overdoing it. You're not 20 anymore. You're smart. You're healthy. You're doing great. But your body and your mind need time to relax also. You cannot push yourself like younger people can. And I have to say, this was really hard to hear because I thought, oh, gee, I don't look my age, so I feel much younger. I can do anything I want to. The young people say, just push through it. You can sleep when you're dead. I'm sorry. With me, that does not work. And so I just want to give you hope that you don't have to push yourself over the limit, but just a little bit outside the comfort zone so you have space to grow. Remember when you go to the gym and you start doing some exercises, let's say some weightlifting. If you haven't done that before, you start maybe with 2-pound little dumbbells and then 5-pound and then 8-pound and then 10-pound. And slowly, gradually, you increase it. And you do the exercises and you start feeling the muscles getting sore and they start aching. Why? Because you have created some micro tears in the muscle to allow them to stretch and grow. It's not to tear them apart. It's to allow them to stretch. So if we don't give it space, it can't stretch. This is the same with our mind. We need to push ourselves a little bit every day outside the comfort zone so our mind can grow and we can have a healthier mindset and a better attitude and work towards better health. And that's why releasing stress is so important, especially now after 2 years of restrictions, and it's not over yet. And do we ever get back to the norm we had before March 2020? I seriously doubt it. However, we can develop a new norm that serves us as long as we're positive and we find what's really good about it. And for me, the only struggle is the mask because it raises my CO2, that's the carbon dioxide level in my blood, and it helps increase the breathing stress because I can't really inhale because it's all the warm air that I exhaled and I don't get any fresh air. And that is my biggest challenge. Other than that, I am perfectly fine. And going on my bike rides, I'm perfectly fine. And since I don't get in touch with anybody and I don't get close to anybody, I don't need to wear a mask for that. And that is another benefit. One thing I'm looking forward to, that it gets back to the point where I can go swimming again, where you don't have to make an appointment to have a lane in the swimming pool and really get pushed like crazy, but where it's easier to just go in at the specific time that works for you and swim your mile and go on from there. Of course, since I haven't swum a mile in two years, it might take me a little bit longer to get back to that. But I will, because my mind says I can do it. And so can you, whatever you choose to do. So it doesn't have to be swimming a mile. It doesn't have to be biking 50 to 60 miles a week. It can be anything. You can go for walks, 3K walks or 5K walks or 5-mile walks, whatever you want to do, quarter marathon, half marathon, 3/4 marathon. It is entirely up to you. And the time you spend to do that is entirely up to you. And what you think while doing it is entirely up to you. Now, I would suggest thinking of something positive, enjoying the scenery, looking at something that you haven't seen before, and just really make the most out of it. Those are fun things. So, yeah, there's some other ideas. You can actually, to gain more benefits of deep breathing, to reduce the stress, to relax, reduce anxiety, sleep better, get calmed down, allows you to focus more, improves relationships, reduces disease. I always say a healthy mind creates a healthy body. A negative mind causes illness. And there are several doctors who totally agree with me on that, medical doctors who agree with me on that and say, yes, we wish we could help people more with their mindset. And that's where I come in. I love to help people with that and some other things to get them back to healthy. See, 6 years ago, let's say in 2015, I was one of the unhealthiest people that I ever was. There's people who are unhealthier than I was. For me, that was the worst. And I tried to do something with one way of getting a hold of some tools that should have helped me release some excess weight, help me with my mind. Particular thing did not work for me. I only shed 13 pounds in 9 months, and that was so pathetic. Then I was blessed when a friend introduced a totally different program to me where I released 45 pounds in the next 7 months. And I go, ooh, I went from a size 18 to a size 4-2, depending on how it's measured. And honestly, 3 years later, 4 years later almost, I'm still in a size 4, feeling absolutely great. So those are the things. Why am I still there? Why am I maintaining? Because my mindset is at the right place. And I get to choose what I want to believe, what I want to do, how I want to help myself. And that's why I can say I lead by example. I've been there. I've done that. I'm still doing it because it serves me. It makes me feel good when I'm in control of my actions, of my thinking, of my behavior, and when I can help others. That is my passion. So the belly breathing also helps in some other ways. You probably hear that my voice is not always the best. And that is a side effect from COVID that we had in January 2020 before it was even spoken of or known about. And my voice falls back into the glottal in the back of the throat instead of being up front to voice the clear sound. And so I get to go back to speech therapy to learn to retrain my vocal cords so I can sing and talk better again. I used to sing, I had easily 2.5 octaves. That is about 20 notes that I could sing, you know, from the low scale to the high scale. I sang up to the high C many years ago. And now with age, it lowers a little bit, that's for sure. But also with the COVID that I had, it definitely lowered it, but I'm down to 7 or 8 notes if I'm lucky, and sometimes I can't even hit those. So going back to speech therapy, learning how to formulate or form my mouth in the correct position so that every sound plays to protect my vocal cords and to increase the strength of my vocal bands again so I can start picking up my sounds and sing more than just an octave again, man, that's my dream, and it will come true because I put my mind to it. So there are so many things. Also, when you play a wind instrument, such as a trumpet, a trombone, a clarinet, an oboe, anything like that, you regulate the volume of the sound and the length of the sound that you need to hold with your diaphragm. So there again, it comes in handy. Or with sports, if you do shallow chest breathing, you can't go through a sprint and make it to the end without collapsing. However, when you use the diaphragmatic breathing and you definitely know how to control your airflow, you can make it more easily. You don't get the cramps in your calves as much. There are so many benefits to it. If you choose to, please go and Google it. There are so many things I put in the Google search. Is deep breathing good for relieving stress? And oh, wow, there's so many pages that popped up and I can't put them all in. So just breathing good for relieving stress and you'll see it. And it even gives you a 90 second and a 4 minute and 33 second video and many more on how to do the deep breathing. So it actually helps and you're doing much better with what you're doing. And your health improves, and your mindset improves, and your brain function improves, and your clarity improves. Do I need to say more? I don't think so. So I really hope that with that, I have given you some value, because prevention of disease through proper breathing is effective and powerful. Know where your stress level is and how you can control it. And just a quick recap, last week I actually posted a stress test that you can take for free. So you can go back to last week's Blog Talk Radio show. And that was on 127.22. And you can listen to all the replays over the last 6.5 years. Oh, wow, in April it's going to be 7 years. So choose what you want to hear, go listen to it, and make the most out of it. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share, actually, just to make sure that you know you can be in control of your health, of your stress level. You choose whether you allow stress to run your life or you run your life and control stress. And for me, it's the latter. So I want to also offer you a couple of gifts or things that might help you. I don't know if eating is stressful to you sometimes. Either you don't want to eat, and when you do, you overeat, or you don't know how to cook healthy and you would like to eat healthier. Let me know. I have a free healthy e-newsletter that I send out weekly with a healthy recipe and some activity. All you need to do is tell me that you really want it, and I will definitely email it to you. The other one is a health goal strategy session where we can talk about your mental, physical, and financial aspect and what causes your stress and how we can relieve it. If you have some other health goals, I might be able to help you there too. As a former nurse and fitness trainer, and health coach, I definitely have quite a bit of information stored in my brain, and I know where to access it. That's the most important part. So, yeah, send me the question or the suggestion or the request that you want something, and I forgot to put down my email address. It's Coach Denise. That's CoachDenise. @ctdigest.net. So CT is Charlie, Tom, and then digest, like in Reader's Digest, .net. And make sure you put the first three letters in caps, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder and respond to you. And if you want to be on my show because you have something to share, and I tell you, just about anything we do, breathe, think, live can be related to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. It's all the way we look, depending on the way we look at it. And so if you want to be on my show, please let me know. Again, send the email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net and put ETR in caps in, and then would like to be on the show, have questions, have suggestions, would like your free gift, either the Health Goal Strategy Session, the newsletter with a healthy recipe, or both. It's up to you. And below that, I posted my book, the little Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction book, which you can get on Amazon. It's very, very low in price, but it's because I want a lot of people to read it and be able to help them. So if you choose to get that, feel free to highlight, copy and paste the link in your URL, and then you can go to Amazon and get it there. Or you can just put in my name, Denise Thompson, that's D-E-N-I-S-C, and then capital T-H-O-M-S-O-N, no P, okay? And it will pop right up. So this is all about stress reduction, stress relief, deep breathing, which helps you to de-stress. And it helps you also get rid of the toxins in your body when you exhale after you inhaled and held the breath for a little bit. Remember, I love that 4-7-8 count because that really works amazingly for me. If it doesn't work for you, find one that works. There are at least 20 different things out there. You can Google it or you can try it. Some people need to have all the same numbers. It exhale all the way with only four. So I inhale to the count of four through the nose, hold my breath to the count of seven, and then exhale through the mouth to the count of eight to actually blow out every last bit before I inhale through the nose again. And that has been serving me for so many years already. That's why I'm totally sold on it. So I really hope that I can help you de-stress, because I know this is a big thing for most people these days. And my biggest passion is to help you out of that funk and get into a life where you're in control, where you know what you're doing, where you free up your brain for happy thoughts, where you free up your body for healthy movement, for something that is good for you. And I can ask the question, how is 2022 going for you? Not to you. What's it doing to you? How's it going for you? So figure out what's good about it and maybe send me a response. I really would love to hear from you guys to get some feedback, what's helpful, what you would like to change, what if you want to be on, whatnot. I am totally open because I still learn something new each and every day. So having said that, I'm going to end with, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.